Okay, this is November 21st, and the topic this month is Thanksgiving.
Good evening.
Good evening.
To quote Paula, only the stars are here.
Yes.
The stars come out. It doesn't matter how many people we have in the class. It matters what you're doing with what you hear in this class. I hope that everyone is remembering that they are connected to the universe, that you are one with this thing that we call God. As Ernest Holmes would say, you are the thing itself. You are the thing itself. There's another wonderful thing saying in metaphysics, what you are looking for, you are looking with. What you are looking for, you are looking with. It's all us. It's only us. So, I hope everyone is going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope that you're going to be thankful for everything that you have and everything that you're going to have. You know, we do get carried away at Thanksgiving because we think, oh, we have to thank, and who are we thanking? We're always thanking God. Excuse me. You don't have to thank God. God is not affected by your thanks. You are affected by giving thanks. See, God is far and above all that, you see. And we think, oh, well, we have to give thanks to God. No, you don't have to give thanks to God. You have to know that you are God. But we use this time of year, and we hope to continue it throughout the year, the idea of being thankful. Why we set that aside for one day a year is absolutely beyond me. Some people never say grace till Thanksgiving. One prayer, you see. And that's not what we want. We want to be thankful all the time. Thankful for what? Thankful that we are here on this plane of action. Thankful that we have a life. And that life is the life of God running through us. And you have to start to feel that and know that, that God is in me, as me, and through me. And we do that. One of the ways we do that is by giving thanks. But we give thanks to change our minds, not to change the mind of God. So many people think that through Thanksgiving and prayer and this, that, and the other thing, and giving $1 million to the church means something to God. It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. If your heart and your spirit isn't in what you're doing, there's no sense doing it. There's absolutely no sense doing it. So, with Thanksgiving, it's a wonderful reminder to give thanks, not only for the food, but for everything. Everything in your life you must give thanks for. Now, you don't have to get crazy about it, you know. Just have that attitude of being thankful that you're alive, that you have your health, all the wonderful things that you have. I was out after the storm this morning, and the clouds and the sky and the everything was beautiful. And I gave thanks for all that. I give thanks for my neighborhood. I love my neighborhood and I give thanks to it. I say thank you for doing this for me. We have to say thank you. When you say thank you, it puts out a wonderful vibration. And that vibration will come back to you. It will come back to you. I'm thinking of something, and I'll just throw it in there for information. that we, of course, eat turkey on Thanksgiving, which is fine. I don't know where that originated, maybe from the Pilgrims. But do you realize that Benjamin Franklin wanted to make the turkey the symbol of the United States instead of the bald eagle? He wanted to, because we had so many wild turkeys. We had tons of wild turkeys. And he thought, well, let's make that our national symbol, which wouldn't work too well, I don't think, you know. But he did that. So when I think that we do turkey at Thanksgiving because of the Pilgrims, because they brought a turkey to the feast, or that maybe the Indians brought the thing. I don't know who brought what, but there was a Thanksgiving then. And that Thanksgiving was for getting through that winter that they had. You know, that it's for all those wonderful things. So think of what you're thankful for. We have to be thankful for everything. If you can't be thankful for everything, be thankful for something. Make your mind be thankful. It will help you in the long run when you're thankful for being here, for being anywhere. You have to use Thanksgiving. You have to be thankful, for everything that's happening in your life. So this Thursday is a wonderful time to catch up, if you want, or whatever you want to do, and really make a big to-do over being thankful. Not only for the food, which I think is a marvelous thing, that we have so much abundance on this planet. Now all we have to do is figure out how to get it distributed throughout the world. I forget how much produce and stuff goes to waste in this country. 40% or something like that of produce. You know perfectly well, when you go to the stores, all that stuff cannot sell. There has to be leftovers. Now, I did ask Trader Joe's what they do with their food, and they give it to food banks and so forth. They give all their leftovers, what they can, perishables and stuff that are outdated. Which is fine. I have a friend, oh my God, he thinks as soon as something is stamped the date, you have to throw it out. I said, no, that's just a guideline. You can look at it. There's no mold on it. Doesn't smell and so forth. It's perfectly all right to eat. Throwing because I can't stand to throw food out. I cannot stand it. And I don't know if I got that from growing up. We never threw any food out. And we always had plenty to eat. We always had plenty to eat. And I think that's the idea. When I was young, we had a saying, waste not, want not. Waste not, want not. All those little sayings that we grew up with, no one knows them anymore. They have no idea what these things mean. We learned from those. We learned from everything. How about a stitch in time saves nine? Does anyone remember that? And it's absolutely true. A stitch in time will save nine. All the things that we learned as children, all those little sayings, absolutely have power and meaning behind them. And you have to look at them and say, this is absolutely true. Waste not, want not. Stitch in time saves nine. And I think when you are thankful for everything that you have, you never run out. You never run out. You know, 30 years ago, I started to write on my checks. God bless and multiply this money quickly. I've never run out of money. I've come close, but I've never run out. Because I'm giving thanks for what I have. Knowing that when you give thanks, what you're giving thanks to multiplies. Somehow, I don't know how. I'm all right with the mysteries of life. I just want to see it happen. If I can't explain it, I don't care that I can't explain it. What I do know is that thanksgiving and being thankful for things helps in your life. It changes your attitude. It changes your attitude. Some people have no thankfulness in them at all. No thankfulness. You have to be thankful. There is something going on here that we do not understand, but we have to be thankful for it. We have to know that we're connected to something, that there's more to life than meets the eye. There is more to life than meets the eye. And this is not pie in the sky teaching. You know, I'm not selling you a bill of goods. I know that it works because I use it. I use it. I'm the type of person that I like to think that if I give the talk, I have to do the walk. I have to be able to do it. Why sit up here and tell you? That would be telling you a lie. And I don't like that. I like to be honest and sincere about the whole thing. Realistic too. That there's something wonderful going on in the world. And we are part of all that wonder. We're part of it. And we have to start to believe that. We're coming into 2017. So, if you don't know by now, make up your mind. By the first of the year, I'll know everything. You can do that, you know. You can make up your mind. This is the way I want it to be. This is what I want. We are creating reality all the time. We are doing it. So, you have to know that. You have to realize that there is something absolutely magnificent, sacred, mysterious going on all the time. There's something going on. Behind the scenes, people in the theater, you know perfectly well, the stage, all the stuff on the stage, but look at all the people behind the stage that's causing all that you don't see. And that's what this thing called God is doing all the time. Wonderful things behind the scene. Wonderful things behind that curtain. So know that you're being taken care of, that this thing called the universe or God absolutely loves you. Absolutely loves you. And then it is your job to make your mind believe all of that. So we can believe anything that we want. We can believe anything we want. So why not believe something that's going to bring us great joy, great happiness, great abundance? When we're connected to all that, giving thanks for everything, more and more comes to us. And you must know that when I say that, when I say more and more is coming to us, I actually see it coming. I can see it coming to me. You have to be able to do that. It's not just word service, you see. Learn to use, what are we learning to use, Dandy?
Our imagination,
the greatest gift that we have ever been given is the imagination. And we must learn to use that imagination. We were taught not to use our imagination when we were children. They try to beat imagination out of children because they don't think it's worth anything. Imagination's worth everything. Nothing came into this plane of action without imagination. Nothing. We'd still be living in caves if it wasn't for your imagination. Your imagination does it all. So think of that thing up here, this mind and so forth. I'd say, what can I do? You know, I say to myself, or to my mind, in fact, okay, I don't like that idea. Give me another one. Give me another idea. Give me a bigger idea, a better idea. And the universe will do that for you. That's what the universe is all about. We are one with the universe. The universe is in us, has us, and through us all the time. And we must learn to give thanks for that. Give thanks for that. Here at Thanksgiving, most people think, oh yeah, I'm going to give thanks for all the food I'm going to eat. Well, that's one concept, but that's not the concept we want. We want to be thankful for our minds, for our health, for these wonderful bodies that we have. We have to give thanks for all of that stuff. So don't get stuck in race mind. Where race mind saying, no, you are not your body, you're not this, you're not that. You are your body. You are your mind. You are your spirit. It's a combination of everything. People want it separated. We love to slice and dice things. You cannot slice and dice yourself. You are what you are. A wonderful, individualized expression of this thing that we call God. All parts of us work together. We like to say our body, mind, and spirit. You can say that body, mind, and spirit, and it's easy to separate and say our body, mind, spirit. But it's all one. It's all one. You see, it's blended. It's not a little here, a little there. You're blended into this thing. And you're blended into spirit itself. And that's what you want to remember. That you are one with this thing called God. You are one with it. So, during Thanksgiving, try to get your mind to accept that. Try to get your whole being to accept that. So that you see yourself as a spiritual being that you're trying to be all the time. Everyone is trying to be spiritual. We're already spiritual people. Now we have to act like it. We have to act like it. And sometimes we don't act spiritual, do we? Because we fall for the world and what the world's telling us. Don't listen to the world, people. It'll get you nowhere. Listen to your consciousness. Listen to your own mind. Listen to that still small voice in you, which tells you that you're a magnificent human being. You are. We have to remember that. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with this. Absolutely nothing wrong with this. The mind likes to tell you always that there's something wrong with you, and if you got rid of that, you'd be all right, you'd be perfect. You're already perfect. You don't have to get rid of anything. Now, when I say you don't have to get rid of anything, the only thing you ever have to get rid of is your negative thinking. You have to get rid of your negative thinking. We all have it. We all get to thinking negatively. Even I think negatively. And then I have to catch myself, have to set myself down and reform those ideas. That is the power that we have to be able to change our reality by changing our mind, by changing our concepts of what we think is right and wrong, by changing negatives into positives. Now that's a great power, people, and that's one to be thankful for. You have the power to change any negative into a positive. Just because it looks negative and it's been negative for years does not mean it has to stay negative. You can change it to a positive. How do you do that? By changing your thinking. By changing your thinking, your opinions, your viewpoints. These are the things, your attitudes. We want to change them. So that we're always striving to think God thoughts after it. Thinking God thoughts after it. This is what we're here for. This is what our minds are for. To grasp universal mind. To grasp divine mind. And be able to think like God. Be able to think like God. Difficult. I realize that. I can't figure out a problem. I sit down and I say to myself, now how would God handle this? How would God handle this? Because it always has to come to a positive. You have to be able to make everything in your life positive. Yes, those little negatives are there. But don't let them take hold. Don't let them make a home in your mind. You want to make positive things in your mind. And we can all do that. We can all do that. It's just training, people. It's just not being convinced with the world. Don't let the world convince you that all this crap is going on. It is and it isn't. But you don't have to be mixed up with it. You don't have to withdraw your energy from what you don't want. And put your energy where you do want it to go. Where you do want it to go. And it will go there. It will do that. These are the powers that you have. And you must know that and use that. That's the whole idea of metaphysics. The whole idea of metaphysics is to be able to change your mind. And when you are changing your mind, you're changing your reality. And when you change the reality you're in, you're changing the whole world. The world does not have to be the way it is. We don't have to have stress and struggle and strain in this world. That's not what God put you here for. God put you here to learn to use your mind in a positive way. And we so often use it in a negative way. We so often do that to ourselves. We don't have to. We can learn. And when we learn to do this, some of this stuff, like, say, Christianity. Now, I have nothing against Christianity. It's done a lot of harm, but it's done an awful lot of good at the same time. But I think it's time we start to look at it after 6,000 years of telling the same story. There has to be a different way. It has to be different. You know, I hear so many things when I'm flicking that station. Always. The televangelists want to tell me what the story of the cross is. What do we learn from crucifixion? Well, what I learned is it's a horrible thing. Why would you ever want to do that? You know? It has nothing to do with anything. We cannot continue to teach that Christ suffered on the cross. We cannot continue to do that. Yes, he suffered, not very long. And he also knew that that was going to happen. He was a metaphysician. He knew perfectly well what he was up to. He became political. He became political. So they killed him. That's how they solved problems. Well, we'll get rid of him, kill him. And then somebody after that, and I don't know how many hundreds of years after that, put this, all these stories together and so forth of what Christ did and didn't do and all. I think I've told you before, metaphysics, the science of mind, teaches that we believe in everything that Jesus did, but very little of what's been said about it. Very little of what's been said about it. Because it's metaphysical to turn food, you know, 5 loaves and a fish, feed 5,000 people. That's metaphysical. Did it happen? I have no idea if it happened or not. That's not the point. But the point is, if it did happen, why isn't it happening more often? Because Jesus himself said you could do this and better. Or you could do this and more. And that's what we want to learn to do. And we do that by giving thanks for what we have, for what we know, and asking always for more. More what? More openness. Let my mind figure this out, please. And I do that without any stress, struggle, strain, or sacrifice whatsoever. I just merely ask. I say, mind, figure it out for me. And I know that this can be done. We do not have to have all this confusion that people go through in their minds. We don't have to have that. So, one more thing to say about Thanksgiving is, be thankful, love it, and don't fall into the dysfunction that most families fall into in the holidays. Because the holidays brings out the worst in people, not the best in people. And it certainly highlights all the dysfunction. All the dysfunction, all the hurts and hates and slights that you experience through your life magnify at the holiday. And then you see a relative or somebody come in that you think caused all that. And then you start to fight. You start to fight with them. Now, I'm of course using my own history for this. This is what happened in my family. Horrible. But I also think part of that was drinking. I'm not against drinking, and I think wine and all that's wonderful. But don't drink till you go crazy. And my family drank till they went crazy. And they always went crazy. Always went crazy. So don't do that to yourself this Thanksgiving. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Love yourself. Love who you're with. You see. Just love and give thanks. Love and give thanks. And you'll have the most wonderful Thanksgiving you've ever had. Think of it, being thankful for being alive. being thankful that you have clothes, that you have money, that you have food, all those things, that you have arms. Be thankful for that. That you have arms and hands and all the wonderful things. Be delighted with yourself. Be delighted. And I think it's wonderful that we set a day aside called Thanksgiving. Or I just want it to be more than a mattress sale. You know, I'm not going to rush out and buy a mattress on Thanksgiving or Black Friday. I love these new Black Friday ads. Black Friday. We're having Black Friday for 2 weeks. How can you have Black Friday for 2 weeks? It used to be one day, didn't it? Now it's 2 weeks. It lasts forever. But this is also the time of year we have to be aware, and I have nothing against commercialism. I just don't like it. But I have nothing against it. I think television is a dreadful thing. If I were a parent and had a child, I'd never have a television. I saw an ad on television, a little girl looking at this pumpkin or something, and all of a sudden it turned into Cinderella's carriage, and you can have it for $398. A child that small, you know, $389 or $98, whichever it was, it's a great deal of money, and I feel sorry for the parents who don't have their children watch that and yammer for a $300 gift. It's insane. And some parents will struggle to buy that for their child because they think this is the holiday season, we have to do nice things. You can do anything nice. I told you when we were children, we had a bus driver, school bus driver, Percy Blaine was his name. And we looked forward to Christmas because he always gave us navel oranges about that size. Beautiful navel oranges. We loved that. That was a wonderful gift. We didn't need a $389 carriage to run around in. I think it's getting too much. That's my opinion. I think it's too much. And I think parents, my cousin once told me, I said, oh, Dennis, how do you do that? He said, well, it's very difficult because he said the kids know exactly. When I was a child, we didn't say, I want to go here to eat and there to eat. Kids today, because they watch television, I want to go to McDonald's, I want to go here, I want this, I want that, you know. Children are running the world, people. You know, and especially running the economy. And I don't think it's fair, I don't think it's right, and I don't think it's teaching your child good behavior. I don't. But, on the other hand, we have to be thankful, don't we? It always boils down that we have to be thankful is an attitude of mind. It's a wonderful tool. And you were talking about tools at the beginning, the chanting and so forth. Being thankful is a tool, absolute tool. You're training your mind to think what you want it to think instead of allowing it to think anything, you see. Remember, the whole idea of metaphysics is to learn to think the thought that you want to think. And learn to feel the feeling that you want to feel. That's what it's all about. So, give thanks this Thanksgiving and continue through the year to say thank you. I'm delighted to be here. I'm delighted to be alive. And I don't know about you people, but I think California is just an absolutely wonderful state to live in. I've lived in quite a few states and quite a few climates and so forth, and this is the best. This is absolutely the best. And I'm thankful that I came here. I'm thankful that I came here. People say, why'd you come? Something told me. Drive across country, and I did. And I'm delighted that I drove across country and came here to this Los Angeles, I think, is a wonderful town. It's a wonderful town. And I give thanks for that. And remember, we kept giving thanks and giving thanks for rain. We finally got it. Never, never, never give up. Never give up. And we'll see more rain, and this whole drought attitude will finally vanish. You know, we just got caught up in it. And if you turn that television on, the weather station, I said, my God, with the things that they'll tell you, I don't believe a word of it. I don't believe a word of it. I'm thankful to be alive. I'm thankful for this class. I'm thankful for each and every one of you. I give thanks for you people. I do. And we may, you know, we have become a wonderful family. That's what we have become. And that's done by giving thanks. By giving thanks for everything. So, this year, this Thanksgiving, see it differently for the first time in your life and give thanks for that. Give thanks for that. When I was a child, you know, we bought real turkeys, live turkeys, and brought them home. Yeah. We brought, I remember one year we had a beautiful white one. Oh, beautiful big white turkey. And then of course my grandmother knew how to slit its throat. They knew how, but they did it with love, and they did it with thanksgiving. They did all that stuff with thanksgiving. You know, the neighbors beside us, the farmers, that they would do butchering. We loved to go to the butchery. But they treated that animal with respect. And every part of that animal was used. Every part of the animal was used. And that's what we have to get back into. You see, we have to know that a turkey comes from a farm somewhere. We have to know that we are connected to everything in the universe. And that I thank the turkey for giving up its life so that I may have life. I have never been able to figure that out. I'm working on it. Why we have to eat something. We have to kill it to eat it. You see. But it has to be, I haven't figured it out yet, but it has to be in the cycle of life somewhere, this whole idea. But what I'm saying, before I get to the point where I can figure that out, I must give thanks for the turkey. I must give thanks for everything. And then see what occurs after that. So many people think that Thanksgiving means tons and tons of food on the table. Tons of food on the table. That's all well and good, that's nice. But that's not the whole concept of the thing called Thanksgiving. So this Thanksgiving, be thankful. Be thankful for everything in your life, and you will see a difference. You will see a difference in yourself. and the way you look at things differently. When you're thankful for something, you look at it differently. And that's what we want to do. We want to see things differently. So, happy Thanksgiving, people. Happy Thanksgiving. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.
Something else.